is Kimberly Johnson. She is the co-author, along with Ann Werner, of a book called The Virgin Diaries. And what is The Virgin Diaries about? What do you think? It's about, it's dedicated to virgins everywhere. It's about people's first time having sex. It's a very interesting book. And I guess the first question that comes to mind is, why? Why would you put together a book like this?
Well, I one night was sitting with my mom, and I just said, wouldn't it be interesting to see a documentary about how people lost their virginity? And then it, you know, turned into a conversation, which led us to doing the book. We thought it would be interesting, but as we were doing it, we were realizing that there was nothing out there on the market quite like it. And I really wanted to provide a tool for virgins that would not only give them what it's like to lose your virginity physically, but also what goes on emotionally from the start to the finish of the whole thing.
Well, the good thing is it's men and women, all different ages.
Yes.
And how did you go about getting the information from people?
Well, I first started with my friends, and then that led me, you know, I could only get so many stories, and I actually first started with women. I brought it to the internet and posted on various websites and asked people if they'd be interested in sharing their story, and realized that it was kind of one-sided with only women, so then I went to include men. And then also I received an email from one woman who was gay, and she prompted us to include gay stories as well. So there's 3 gay stories from men and 3 from women.
Mm-hmm. Including one of the gay stories, which says, I felt friendship and love for him, and it ended with a feeling of betrayal. Many of these things are interesting stories because of the fact that you get a little glimpse of it. You know, the movies always build the first time as this wonderful moment that you'll remember forever, and many times it isn't that great a moment, and it doesn't last too long.
Right, exactly. Especially for the women. I mean, I found that with the women, there were a few in the book that, you know, really enjoyed their first time, but most of the women didn't think it was that great, whereas most of the males in the story were like, hey, it was great, I loved it, I wanted to do it again.
Exactly. That is, and many of the men also had more physical details than the women did. I noticed that as well.
Yes, it's interesting. A lot of my questions were, how did it feel, how did you feel? And the women would explain how they felt emotionally, whereas the men would explain more of the physicality.
Yes, which is very much the way it always is when you talk about that kind of stuff.
Yes.
So you talked to 72 people, gay, straight, young, and old, and they all answered the same question, what's it like to have sex for the first time? I assume that there were people that didn't want to answer this question as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, actually I had a few friends that chose not to participate. I made sure everybody knew that the stories were anonymous, and that did allow for the people who did participate, you know, to be very honest with their answers. But because I put a call out on the internet, I did get everybody who responded was interested in doing it.
Yeah. So that's always a good place to do it on the internet, because a lot of it's anonymous anyway.
Yes.
So how long did it take to compile the book?
Well, it was a matter of stages. I would, you know, the idea came to me in 2004. And, you know, I started with my friends, as I said, and then I worked on women, and then I kind of put it down for a while. So, you know, from start to finish, it took 6 years, but it just only took 6 years because, you know, both my mother and I had a start and stop thing for a while. And at the end of last year, we met a gentleman, Ralph Faust, who was the one who did all the artwork for the book and formatted it, and that was what led us to finally get it finished.
So once you had it done, did you have a choice to try to find a publisher, or did you decide immediately to do it on your own?
We decided to do it on our own because we really liked the way the book looked, and we didn't feel like waiting around for yes and no's and editing and all that stuff. We figured, you know what, we have a really good product, so we're just going to put it out ourselves.
And how did you go about becoming not only an author but a marketing guru as well?
Well, both my mother and I have been in sales our whole life, so you know, we just decided that we were going to start and see where we would go with this. And actually, it's been an interesting ride. We've aligned ourselves with a few parental coaches. We've scored a few interviews on the radio. We have a couple irons in the fire right now with some other people, which I won't go into because we don't have a yes, an absolute yes on it. But, you know, you kind of just have to go every avenue. you look up everybody you can to see who might be interested, because this is a topic that is not only of interest to virgins, but I think for the parents out there who really don't know how to talk to their kids, and there's quite a few of them, about sex, this is a great way to introduce it to them and start a dialogue.
Mm-hmm. Of course, it could turn them off to that completely, too. It could turn them off to sex, seeing some of these stories in here.
Yeah, and I mean, I know that there's parents out there who feel that they want their children to either abstain for as long as they can or to have more information. And I would definitely say, I have a girlfriend who has 4 kids, and all of her kids have read it, and her youngest is 11. And her youngest had commented on one of the stories, because the youngest girl in our book to lose her virginity was 12. And my friend's daughter was really surprised by that. And what's cool is it did open up a dialogue. And, you know, my friend said, yeah, it happened, so keep your legs closed.
Now, do you have your own remnants of your loss of virginity?
Yes, my story and my mother's story is in the book.
Oh, but you're not going to tell me which one it is, though?
Of course not.
Well, that's not fun. Now, you're a very lovely lady. I assume that maybe television might be coming up for you?
Well, we'll see. You know, like I said, I have a few irons in the fire. I'm not, you know, when you're a self-published author, it's starting to hit right now where there's a lot of authors out there who are sick and tired of waiting around for yeses and nos and editing and all that stuff, and they're doing it themselves. So it's kind of right now on the fence where it's starting to become more popular, but I guess in the publishing world and in the article world, it's harder to get recognition because anybody can self-publish, and I guess they don't trust it. But, you know, the further we go in this, we're feeling a little bit more validated because we're getting such good feedback.
Well, you got to understand, the book is it's a cool-looking book, and the title, The Virgin Diaries, is very clever.
Yes.
And you're hot, so I guess that's it's a good combo, right?
Well, I would hope so.
Yeah. I mean, now, if folks want further information about this book, they can visit ArkStories.com. I assume that's from you, Ralph, and Anne. Is that the combination?
Absolutely, that's it, yes.
ArkStories.com, and the Facebook is The Virgin Diaries, and also Twitter, it's Virgin10. So you can order it on Amazon.com, and it's available. What would you like people to know about the book that are listening around the country?
Well, you know, as I said, it's a great tool for virgins to make an informed decision. It's also a great tool for parents to bring to their kids. And I would suggest to parents to not necessarily say, do you want to read this book? I would say get it and read it and feel, you know, you have to feel comfortable having this around for your kids to read. And once you do, just leave it around for them. Let them find it on their own if they're interested in it, which most virgins would be. They'll find it. And then other than that, I've been getting a lot of really positive feedback from older people. I'd say 50 and over, because it is a psychological study that was conducted in a there was no rhyme or reason to it. It was just whoever felt like joining or participating could. So it's an interesting read on a psychological level to see, you know, what people think, how people feel. And, you know, it's not everybody's cup of tea, but for the people that I've had feedback from who are, I'd say, 50 and over, including men, they seem to enjoy it as well.
Any idea for a follow-up book?
Well, yes, actually, ARC Stories is our company, and what we plan to do is continue writing books that we want to interview anonymously ordinary people on different subjects. So the next books that we have lined up are dating and body image. So we don't have anything having to do with sex coming up, but those are the two topics that we'd like to cover next.
That's a good one. Dating is a big one, and body image is something that is all-consuming nowadays.
Yes, and my mom and I were both actresses. We worked on Days of Our Lives for 7 years, and I know firsthand what it's like, especially living in Los Angeles, and I've had my own experiences, and I have a real passion on that subject. And it will be, you know, I'm not exactly sure the format, because in The Virgin Diaries, there is no commentary. We don't tell anybody what to think. We just let the stories speak for themselves and let the reader decide what they want from those stories. With body image, we still want to keep that, but at the same time, you know, as I said, I have a passion, so I'm not exactly sure how I'm going to go about it, but I think it's really sad how people in this country are, you know, running to get plastic surgery. I've read articles that teenagers want Botox, and so it's very close to my heart, so we'll see what happens with that book.
Well, your mom looks fantastic, too, so that's a good thing for you, gene-wise, you know?
Yes.
Now, did you guys work together on Days of Our Lives?
Well, we worked at the same time. She played Eliana, the maid to Stefano DiMera, and I was a police officer. So actually, I think of the 7 years that we were on the show, there was maybe only one or two days that we were working on the same day. But other than that, we both had gone to the same acting class and encouraged our acting teacher to invite Fran Bascom, who was the casting director for Days of Our Lives. And when she came to the studio, she saw my mom and I, and she pretty much hired almost everybody from the class, but my mother and I were the most fortunate in that we had the longest run.
Hmm. That's kind of cool. Now, did you do anything after that in terms of television?
No, I left the business in 2002. Yeah, 2002, and so did my mom. So we're both completely finished with acting.
What did you do in 2002 after that?
I started just doing regular sales jobs. I had all different kinds of sales jobs.
Really?
Yeah, I sold everything from bone china to industrial chemicals to energy.
Hmm. So now you're selling you and your book?
No, I'm selling me and the book, yes.
Yeah. Now, are you married or happy?
I usually don't go into my personal status, but I will say that I'm happy.
Okay. All right. That's all that counts.
Yes, but I'm not married.
Okay. Well, of course not. As you said, you're happy. I understand. It's fully understood. Kimberly Johnson, she's the co-author with her mom, Ann Werner, of the book called The Virgin Diaries. And as I said to you before, you can find them easily if you just go to ARK Stories, ARKStories.com, and you can order the book. Thank you so much for coming on the program. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.